News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
So homeowners are going to be able to get €14,000 tax-free to rent modular units in back gardens. Carol Tallon is with us. She's CEO of Property District. Carol, I'm sure a lot of people will look at, 250,000, 300,000 homes that are needed and think people living in sheds in the back garden is not a realistic solution, is it?
You're absolutely right. People living in sheds is not a realistic solution. That's where lawnmowers live. But we're not here to talk about garden sheds. Actually, we're talking about modular buildings. These are permanent regulated dwellings that are built to building standards.
Without planning permission?
It's not that they're without planning permission. There's actually a whole new set of planning exemptions coming forward as part of the Planning and Development Acts that have been under reform over the past number of years. And in fact, these are long overdue. And I think genuinely, we have to welcome this as a very positive step. The EU only last month formalised escalating the housing crisis across EU member states to a social emergency. So actually, we have to get to grips with this as an emergency. We are in an emergency situation.
And will this make a material difference, Carol?
Yes, I believe it will. And actually, do you know what? I'm generally not here to defend the government in any way. But actually, I think they've been really smart about this. They're actually coming in with something that can supply, that can target supply at speed. They can actually activate underused land use. And it's familiar by putting it within the rent a room scheme. They're taking away any debate as to whether this could be abused by commercial landlords. And by giving that familiarity of the rent a room scheme, people know what they're doing, that actually this is about having somebody as almost part of your household. This
Although
will not be a separate unit.
On that thing of them being part of your household, we're getting texts along these lines. Before the consultation of modular homes, we were told they would be for family members only. I did not object. Now we are told they could be rented out to ease the housing crisis. I'm very concerned about this and the fact that we've been lied to. I believe that more concerns would have been raised during the consultation if the truth behind the scheme had been known. Is that a significant issue? That it's not all, you can't guarantee that it'll be family members. It could be anybody who's living in these things.
Well, and absolutely, and that's the way it should be. But by the way, I think we need to clarify here that it was not held out as that, as the public consultation. And in fact, I was really surprised last year, fewer than 1,000 people engaged in that public consultation. And what's really interesting is at the same time, we were running polls ourselves on TikTok and on Facebook, and we got more than 1,000 responses. So actually something went very wrong in that public consultation, that the community, the general public did not engage. And in fact, you know from the conversations that you're having, what you hear online, what you see in your day-to-day life, more than 1,000 people would care about this issue. And yet fewer than 1,000 people spoke to the government when they asked for them to speak.
Carol, thank you very much. That's Carol Tallon, the CEO of Property District. If you have a view, 53106 or 087 1400 106 on WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.